This is Benito. Request for information.
I think there was somebody else trying to speak. Who was that?
Benito, request for information.
Yeah, I think somebody else was ahead of you, Benito. I didn't hear what they said, though.
Okay.
And they're not repeating, so go ahead, Benito.
No, I'm wondering, why does Robert Mark or anyone else need to receive something from Nancy to send to Aki when Aki is on the call?
I guess we're not reading out emails over the stream. That's the only thing I can think of. Thank you. Okay, so now we need to pick a date for Nancy to request that somebody send out people that we might nominate now, and then try to get the returns tallied in a normal fashion for elections. Any nominations for a pro tem chair? Pro tem, waste of time. Pro tem chair or open?
I nominate Grace Allen. This is Aki.
Okay, so Aki nominates Aaron.
Benito.
Go ahead, Benito.
I nominate William.
Okay, Benito nominates Hair Wagon. Thank you. Any other nominations for pro tem chair?
This is Grace. May I be recognized?
Yes, Grace.
Okay, I just nominated in writing myself, Dorothy Reich, Jamie Gomez, or Robert Mark, whoever would like to do it.
Maybe Robert said he'd do it.
Wow. So you're nominating four people. Let me write this down.
Four people for chair.
I sent it to everyone in an email.
Let me look to see who these people are. Got to get back to my inbox here. And lo and behold, there's nominations for pro tem chair from Grace Aaron. And those nominees, I'll repeat them, are herself, Wright, Amy Gomez, and Robert Mark. Okay, I'm going to cross out.
Can you repeat those names, please?
I'm sorry, say again?
Yeah, could you repeat those names? I don't have email access. Well, I don't have computer access right now.
Very good. Grace nominated, and we'll see if people accept, herself.
Point of order.
Dorothy Reich. Let me just finish the names. Grace Aaron, Dorothy Reich, Jamie Gomez, and Robert Mark. Now, Aki had already nominated Grace, so I'm just going to... She's been nominated twice. Grace, do you accept Aki's or your own nomination to run for pro tem chair?
Yes, but I would defer to Robert Mark if he wishes to do it, or any of the others I nominated.
Dorothy Reich, do you wish to run for pro tem chair?
I would rather see Grace be chair.
A point of order, Nancy.
Okay. Nancy, go ahead.
Yes. In the bylaws, Article 15, voting methods, it says, unless otherwise expressly provided in the bylaws, all elections by the members, delegates, directors, and LSB shall be conducted by the single transferable voting method, where there is more than one seat or position to be filled.
Only one seat or position to be filled tonight.
Hold on, whoever you are, be quiet.
This is Dorothy, and there's only one seat to be filled. So why are you reading this to us?
Dorothy, be quiet. Finish reading, Nancy.
Where there is only one seat or position to be filled.
It's IRV instead. Okay, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the nominations so you'll be able to arrange to have them sent out to people by email and tallied in the fashion that goes to certain LSBs and other meetings with at least two people involved in checking the results. Okay, so now, Jamie Gomez, do you wish to run for pro tem chair?
I decline the nomination. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Robert Mark.
I also decline the nomination.
Decline. Okay, so we have left of these four that Grace nominated. We have Grace, who would accept conditionally, and Dorothy, who would accept conditionally. Do either one of you...
No, I'm not going to accept if Grace is going to accept.
You're going to decline. Dorothy Reich declines. Okay, Grace, do you accept running being nominated for pro tem chair?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I will reluctantly accept. I think it's a ridiculous election, but I will accept. Okay, so we have two nominees. Benito nominated me, and Grace and Aki nominated Grace, and Grace accepts. So Nancy Sabarinara, let's vote on a, let's figure out a date. I don't even know if we have to vote on it. Let's say that Nancy arranges for someone to send us all ballots by email, and we return them. By a week from today, we return them let's make it a week from tomorrow so we don't run into seven-day problems. A week from tomorrow, which would be, today, the 11th? So that would be the 19th, April 19th. We'd return our ballots. Hopefully this can be done quickly, assuming they can get sent out in the next day or two. And then we return the ballots by... anybody pick how many days later we should return the ballots? 3 or 4 days?
Hello.
Mark, point of order.
I got a hello and a point of order. Who was the hello and what did you want?
I defer to Robert Mark.
Okay. That was Robert Mark with a point of order?
Yes. My point of order is... First, that the member just read from the bylaws listing elections that required single transferable voting, which did not include an election for a single office, and also did not include committee. And so, therefore, that bylaw does not apply to this procedure, nor did we ever get anybody to read any notice requirement. It has been traditionally the practice of Pacifica that on the first meeting of a new year, of a new committee, board, whatever, that the election of a mayor or of a chair pro tem is automatic. And now I don't blame the chair for it not being on the agenda because the chair was not aware that the PNB had actually elected its representative. So he can't be found at fault for this. But I also don't see any reason why the tradition to elect a chair pro tem at the meeting is being overlooked when people have looked through the bylaws for this notice provision and the member read the bylaw provision about single transferable voting that doesn't seem to apply to a committee, and we should just go forward with this election right now, right here.
Benito.
This is William. Robert, you're only partially correct. The bylaw that was read also went on, and she was being rudely interrupted, to say that, well, if there's only one, then it's an IRV election. So it's not that this doesn't apply. And the elections in the bylaws apply to all elections. It doesn't say, oh, except for committee this or except for committee that. It's all elections to either STV or IRV. And all elections are done, if not at an in-person meeting, through some kind of email process. And what's been traditional at Pacifica for the last several years has been that the ballots get sent out and returned from the same email address to someone who, I forget their titles, someone who is going to count the ballots and someone who is going to witness it, a different one. And then they're opened and recorded at some kind of public meeting, an LSB meeting. Or
this is Dorothy for the stat. I don't remember us doing that when we elected Milo as pro tem or you as permanent chair. We did it by voice vote at a meeting like this.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I shouldn't let you continue. Benito was next.
Sasha, point of information, please.
Hello?
Sasha. Point of information before.
Sasha, point of information.
Yes.
How much time is there for this item? Because we now have a half an hour left for this meeting, and we've yet to get on to anything that has any significance to the future of Pacifica. So how much time was allowed for this item? Aren't we out of time?
No time was assigned to this item, so we're just
trying
to...
clearly an hour and 15 minutes.
We're almost, or an hour and 10 minutes into the meeting, and... let's see what happens.
This is Dorothy for the stack again. I repeat, when
Dorothy,
we elected you, William, as chair, we just elected with a voice vote.
Dorothy,
and before that, when we elected Milo as pro tem chair, we did it with a voice vote. We did not
Dorothy,
do emails. We didn't do STD
Dorothy,
or IRV or anything like that.
Dorothy, you haven't been recognized yet. You don't just shout out and go. Benito is next on the stack.
Jamie Gomez for the stack.
Thank you. I even forgot my point at this point, listening to all this interruption.
Yeah, we just keep on talking and talking.
I won't respond to ignorance like that.
Nancy Sorden to the stack.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to have to come back because I've done lost my point now.
Okay, then after Benito, it is Dorothy.
As I said, when we elected Myla as pro tem last year and we elected you as a chair, it was done by voice vote in a meeting like this. We all just, Nancy called the roll, we voted for who we wanted to vote for, and that was the end of it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Mr. Chair, this Benito.
It's a delaying tactic as usual.
Thank you. Next on the stack was Gomez.
And then Benito.
I will defer to my brother Benito.
Nancy Sorden.
Nancy, you're after Gomez.
Get a chance, or do I have to wait until all the members speak?
We have.
You're one of the last to cry.
You're trying to get on the stack, Nancy Sorden?
Yes. After everyone else
has
spoken,
you
can be after Jamie Gomez.
Okay, is Benito going to go before me?
No.
Okay. Then, what I would like to say is I support what Dorothy Reich said, and I think that we're wasting a lot of time here. It's an IRV, not an STV. It's a pro tem chair. We should just do a roll call vote. I would like to move that we have our roll call vote for pro tem chair by IRV now.
Second the motion.
Second the motion. Benito, this deck.
Well, we had Nancy. Well, we have a motion, but let's continue. We had Nancy Sorden, then Benito. Nancy Sorden?
I would just like to point out that I believe last year, well, however we did the vote, we had a full complement of the 2016 committee. And this year, we don't. Right now, we do not.
The bylaws don't say anything about that. It's just more stalling.
Excuse me, who is interrupting me? I have the floor.
Nancy Sorden has the floor.
Yes, I have. Thank you. I don't know what the bylaws say, but it would. I believe that it's logical, and probably it's in the bylaws somewhere that that the 2017 committee is elected by the 2017 members. And
that's so cute.
As far as wasting time goes, if you had just let the current, you know, until that is settled, let the current chair continue until you get all the committee members on there. And it seems to me that there's a power struggle here, and you're just determined to take control tonight, and that's why all this time is being wasted. I would just like to point that out.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Benito is next.
Okay. Well, first of all, I agree with what Nancy just said, but what I was going to say earlier in response to Robert Mark is that, before this year, I had been on the PMB for several years, and I have never heard, the committees that I was on are weird in some kind of way, but I have never heard of any such thing as you elect a new chair or pro tem chair on the first day or the first meeting of the year. I mean, that's unheard of. In the weird committees that I have belonged to, and there have been several, I have never heard of that.
We'll have the minutes. Aki, can I go to the sec, please?
Okay, Aki?
Yeah, I can send you a minute of the PND meeting, so we do vote for full-time officers in the first meeting. That is a standard practice we've been doing for many years, so.
Thank you. I don't know about
I can
many
give
years.
You a lot of minutes.
Thank you.
This is Grace for the stack.
Go ahead, Grace.
I believe we have a motion on the floor to go directly to a voice vote for the chair pro tem in this meeting. I suggest that we take a vote on that. That's a motion that's on the floor. It was put forward by, I believe, Jamie Gomez and seconded by Dorothy Reich, although it doesn't need to be seconded in committee.
Thank you, Grace.
Where's the other poll?
Okay, anybody else for the stack?
Thank you. Deepa
Adams.
Okay, Venetia, go ahead.
I just wanted to say real quick that if I remember correctly, when we voted for chair of this committee, we did it over email. So we didn't do it. I don't think any committee has ever voted for chair or pro tem chair just over.
Dorothy for the stack.
Venetia, you finished?
Yes, thank you.
I want to comment, but I'll wait until Dorothy goes. Go ahead, Dorothy.
I remember very clearly we did a voice vote on the pro tem and on the chair. Very clearly I remember that.
Thank you. Well, the way I almost remember it from last year is that there wasn't even an election for Myla. She just was declared the pro tem chair. And I believe there was an email election that I was involved in.
No, it was a voice election. I remember clearly.
Thank you for your opinion. Okay. Say again?
Nancy of KPFT on the stack, please.
Go ahead. This
is Grace as the timekeeper. We are way past any kind of concept of time in this meeting for this issue.
There was no
confusion that she remembers it, Matt.
Wait, there was no time set for your agenda amendments. So we don't have a time limit on this. And it is getting kind of late. We're past the adjournment time. Anybody care to move for adjournment?
Benito, I move to adjourn.
Thank you.
Point of order, if we're going to adjourn, we need to, this is Grace, we need to take all the votes necessary that are pending in this meeting,
right.
including the election for pro tem chair.
Like you, you may get away with doing that in the DNB, but you're not going to get away with that here. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
No, you cannot.
Have
you have to vote on.
Vote on adjournment, William.
We cannot adjourn without a vote.
Right.
The adjournment was set for 10 o'clock. We are adjourned.
You,
thank you.
No, you have to vote for adjournment.
I move to extend a half hour.
I second. This meeting is adjourned.
Okay, we're going to continue the meeting without you, William, if you don't care to participate.
The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
If you don't participate,
okay. We're
going
to continue the meeting.
You don't get
to
continue the meeting. The
you have to take a vote
we
to adjourn.
We adjourned by 10 p.m. It is now 10:09. Benito moved to adjourn. We are adjourned. We don't need seconds.
No, we're not.
No, you can't.
No,
do
we're
that,
not.
William.
You cannot adjourn the meeting without a vote to adjourn.
We've had a time set.
I don't think I've ever heard of such a thing. And this meeting of the audit committee has been adjourned several times.
But we still have to pay our audits. We need to pay new audits. We need money. Whether you want to adjourn or not, we need money.
I second the motion to extend 30 minutes.
Second, yes, 30 minutes.
That motion hasn't been recognized, and do I have to call Otis? Otis, the meeting is adjourned. Or whoever.
You can't adjourn the meeting, William. What is with you?
You're still adjourned.
The majority of the people here want to continue the meeting. You cannot adjourn it.
William,
we have a right to vote on extending
the
time.
We still need to get our
audit
done.
Vote on the new chair.
William, you're still live.
Yeah, well, if,
what do you think? Are you the dictator here?
Jamie Gomez for the stat.
Even though we're adjourned, go ahead, Jamie.
I want to call the question. I made a motion, so we need to vote on it.
No.
We need to vote on the pro tem chair, whether between Grace and William.
The meeting has been adjourned.
No, it hasn't. You have to vote.
The meeting was scheduled to adjourn.
We can't afford to adjourn.
When you have a motion on the floor, and you have to take a vote on that.
Waste time on
William, we can't afford to adjourn.
When you have a motion
Hello.
On the floor, you have to vote on it before adjourn.
Hello. You wasted a whole meeting on silly politics. The meeting is adjourned. If you would have gone,
you had to move.
Would have been good.
Point of order, Jamie Gomez. Point of order.
Jamie, the meeting's adjourned.
Jamie Gomez, point of order.
Go ahead, Jamie, but we're adjourned.
The point of order is the point of order is that you can.
You're still
live streamed. The point of order is. Excuse me?
You're still live streamed.
Right. The point of order. Thank you. Thank you. The point of order is that you cannot adjourn the meeting without a vote to adjourn.
No matter the time is up or not.
Okay. Did I hear Fred Blair or Otis on the call?
There's a motion on the floor to extend time.
I think that was Otis.
No,
Otis,
it
was not. Otis, are you on the call?
No, Otis is not here. Fred Blair is streaming the meeting, and you're still live streamed. This is all broadcast.
Okay. Fred, the meeting has been adjourned. Could you disconnect the stream? Thank you.
No.
No.
The meeting is adjourned. Fred, please disconnect the stream.
We cannot adjourn the meeting without a vote to adjourn.
I never heard of such a rule. The meetings have been adjourned before.
No.
And Robert's rules of order.
We agreed to adjourn them.
There was a motion to adjourn by Benito, so you need to take a vote on the motion to adjourn.
Right, it's not
going to
pass.
Excuse me, but the time certain was announced at the beginning, and we do that because of the East Coast. They have to get to bed early. I mean, some of you are there.
We did not approve a time certain.
You didn't look at your draft agenda.
Well, just because it's on the agenda doesn't mean we approved it.
Please disconnect the meeting. It is has been adjourned. It's way after 10 o'clock, and the motion was moved to adjourn. We have adjourned. Fred Blair.
No, the motion to adjourn has to be voted on.
Right. Nancy, you need to take a vote on the motion to adjourn.
Excuse me. Wasn't the agenda approved?
Mark, point of order.
Yeah, we need to vote on both.
Fred Blair, please disconnect us from the stream.
Fred's Mark, point of order.
I think Fred has taken over his chair. Fred, you need to stop doing that. And everybody, I still haven't gotten any email from Mr. Tanaka. I would like to send all of you, so I'll just wait till William can send me this, the other new emails and give you the RPS that we have and then the proposals that we have and the other companies we didn't even call and some of them we did and everything that we could have just worked on it and gotten it ready tonight.
Nancy, can you please take a vote on the extension of the meeting for 30 minutes, please?
The chair can adjourn the meeting.
That's not true.
Fred Blair.
Yeah, doing the important thing.
Now,
instead of just
Fred Blair.
Power hungry, hey. Power hungry. Gotta have your
Nancy.
Way. Nancy.
Fred Blair,
out.
Don't play college.
It's really, you know, we're going to be
the meeting
Friday,
has been adjourned.
The
hey, Nancy.
See you Friday.
Hey, Nancy.
Nobody's recognized. Yes. The meeting has been adjourned. Fred Blair, disconnect.
Hey, Nancy.
Okay.
We're going to elect Grace the chair if you hang up, Fred. I mean, William.
Nancy. Hey, Nancy.
Well, you can do whatever you want.
Who's calling me?
Nancy Saibara.
Okay. Yes.
I sent you an email about 15, 17 minutes ago to two of your addresses.
You did? Okay. I will start sending. I was looking at my computer screen, so it went to my iPhone. All right. Thank you. I will start sending. So y'all look at these things, and then see you Friday. Let's get an RPF out.
We still have a couple motions on the floor.
Yeah, let's vote on the motions, Nancy. Can you vote on the motions?
I don't see your email here. I don't see anything here from you.
Okay, Aki, why don't you take a vote on extending the meeting and then a vote for the pro tem chair so that at the beginning of the next meeting, if Nancy's not willing to do it. So at the beginning of the next meeting, we can start with a new pro tem chair.
It's up to the chair to adjourn the meeting.
You're just making things up.
Evidence that was going to be really negative, not only for you.
Well,
people.
We can take a.
This is really irregular.
Well, we don't.
Good night, folks.
Well, we don't have to have a
wasted the whole meeting trying to get in the room with it when you could have done business.
Fred,
so
you need to stay with us.
You must not want to do the business of the meeting because you wasted the whole meeting trying to get control of the meeting. So
well,
you must not want
to
do
duty,
the business of
the
meeting.
Need control.
This committee is still being broadcast.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
Fred,
that if they had let the current chair continue,
the meeting's
been adjourned.
Okay.
The meeting's been adjourned, so there's really just mayhem right now.
Okay. Why don't we vote on the motion to adjourn the meeting? Let's vote on adjourn.
Already adjourned.
Okay.
Well,
let's take a vote on this.
Let's take a vote. Grace votes no on adjourning the meeting.
Grace, you're not the chair.
You
Dorothy.
No.
No. Okay, Dorothy's no. Jamie.
No.
Grace.
No.
Jamie is
okay,
no.
Okay, good.
You do not have the authority to
get away with
this. Let's
Sasha.
You do not have
the
authority.
Sasha Futran. Okay, Robert Mark. Yes or no on adjourning the meeting? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You guys are just making things up.
Nancy, Saibara, and Aratoni.
That cuts
Tony.
Both ways.
Okay.
This vote doesn't count. You can't just take over a position.
We'll call that an abstention.
Okay. Very good. A motion to adjourn has to be voted on.
All right, Jamie, you keep in count of this.
The chair does not have the right to just adjourn the meeting over the will of the body. If it's not going to take a vote on it, then I suggest that somebody else take a vote on this. The vote's already been started. I voted no to adjourn. Dorothy voted no. Jamie voted no. Sasha didn't respond. Robert voted yes to adjourn. Nancy Saibara, how do you feel about adjourning? Do you want to vote yes or no on adjourning?
Okay,
don't vote, Nancy. It's an illegal vote. There's no vote needed.
I don't have any email from Mr. Lawfer.
That's
okay,
me.
Ken Lawfer, do you vote to adjourn or to continue the meeting?
I vote no to adjourn. No.
Okay. All right.
You have no authority to call the vote.
Well, same as Tanaka.
Benito, Aki, how do you vote? No? Okay. Mm-hmm. Benito Diaz?
Now, is this
William Heerwagon?
Totally.
Race could be disconnected. But.
Okay. Benito, do you vote yes to adjourn or no?
Fred, you really should take
his motion.
Okay, William Heerwagon.
Fred Blair, you should take us off the stream. This is the illegal thing that's going on.
So, have I missed anybody on this vote? I don't believe so. So we have
God. Yes, you have missed God or whoever it is.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, we have Grace, Dorothy, Jamie. Ken Laufer, Aki. Okay, I see what's happening. I suggest, if anyone can hear, I suggest...
Because of someone playing noises and pushing buttons, I changed my vote to no. It was Robert Mark.
Okay. All right. I suggest that we all send in an email with our vote, everyone on this committee, for who should be the chair pro tem. And the chair is we're not getting anywhere in this vote.
Would Mr. or Ms. Trump stop that?
We're voting for chair. Pro tem chair.
Okay.
Okay. Jamie, can you do this?
You're
the secretary.
Okay. So let's see. We're voting either Grace, Aaron,
William
Heerwagon, or abstain.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Aki Tanaka, how do you vote?
For Grace Aaron, please.
Okay, Aki Tanaka for Grace Aaron. Very good. Grace Aaron, how do you vote?
For Grace Aaron.
Okay, Grace Aaron for Grace Aaron. Very good. Robert Marks, how do you vote?
Present.
You vote for Grace? I'm sorry?
I vote present. Present, not voting.
Present, not voting. Okay, so that's Robert Marks.
Ken Laufer.
I can't stop making noise.
I vote for Grace Aaron.
Ken Laufer votes for Grace Aaron. Benito Diaz. Benito Diaz. I don't hear you, so I will put no vote for Benito. Thank you. William Heerwagon.
I think you can put a no vote for Benito. I think you have
William
to
not
voting.
Yeah, maybe Benito's not here, so far as I know. William Heerwagon. How do you vote? I did not hear a response. I'm sorry, William? How do you vote? Okay, I have no response from William.
Dorothy.
Dorothy Reich.
Vote for Grace.
Dorothy Reich votes for Grace Aaron. Okay. Nancy, and I'm going to butcher the name, Nancy Salavara. How do you vote?
No Nancy's are here anymore.
Okay, I hear, I don't have any response from Nancy. Sasha Boutron, how do you vote? Sasha Futron, how do you vote?
Point of parliamentary privilege. There are 12
no
people on this
Sasha
call.
Sasha Futron. Okay.
There are 12 people on the call. You have to report anybody that doesn't respond is present, not voting.
Okay, thank you very much. Present, not voting. We had 9 voting members at this meeting. I have 5 members voting, which include Aki Tanaka, Grace Aaron,
Robert, Dorothy,
Robert Marks,
Robert
Ken Laufer. What here? Okay, I have Aki Tanaka. Oh, man. Ken Laufer, can you tell me how you voted again?
I voted for Grace and...
Right. So I have Dorothy... Jamie Gomez votes for Grace Aaron. That's who I missed. Okay. So I have Ken Laufer... Jamie Gomez, Grace Aaron, Dorothy Reich, and Aki Tanaka have voted in favor of Grace Aaron. Robert Marks abstains. Those are 6 votes. That is quorum. All other members are present, not voting. I have Benito, William, Nancy, and Sasha present, not voting. So Grace Aaron is now our pro tem secretary according to this vote.
Pro tem chair.
Pro tem.
Would anyone like to make a motion to adjourn?
No, I would like to suggest. I would like to suggest that everybody. Send their vote by email to everyone else on the committee so that it's clear by an email vote also that this is the result of this election. And thank you very much. And then I would suggest that we adjourn.
Are there any objections to adjourning?
No.
Next meeting.
Okay. Hearing no objections, we will adjourn. Please remember to send your email ballots to everyone as to how you voted. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jane.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night.